back to back. Belly to belly. Yes, my friends. Back to back. Belly to belly.
It was a zombie jamboree. Took place in the New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree. Took place in the New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island. Some of them were great Calypsonians. Since the season was carnival, oh, they got together in Bacchanal. And they were singing back to back, good, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly in the zombie jamboree. One female zombie, she wouldn't behave. How she's dancing out of the grave. In one hand she's holding a quart of rum. The other hand was knocking a conga drum. You know the lead singer starts to make his rhyme. While the other zombie's rocking in time. One bystander, he had this to say. It was a trip to see the zombies break away. And they were singing back to back more. Belly to belly, well I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Hey, back to back, everyone was singing back to back, and belly to belly, then back to back. Oh, one, two, three, four. Times Square to the Statue of Liberty, uptown, downtown, zombie jamboree. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. There's the high wire zombie between the World Trade, a King Kong zombie on the Empire State. But the biggest zombie in Tokyo to Rome, the zombies who call the city home. Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, oh, oh, belly to belly, it's a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. I need the chorus back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Sing the chorus. Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Back to back, back to back.
Radio Remix.
I love this show.
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
Ooh, welcome to however many minutes this is going to be of delayed spookiness with me, Arjun GK. Hi, everyone. It's Sunday, November the 2nd. Yes, we're into November already, but not that long ago it was Halloween. Unfortunately, my show didn't land on Halloween this year. It's been it's been a while since I had no real intention of doing another Halloween show after the monstrous one that was about 5 hours and season two or whenever that was. It's time for a spooky show today, I think. So feel free to get in your spooky questions to me in the Sonic Stadium chat room, or you can email them to me at radioredux@sonicrex.com. I've got some questions there already. Not only do I have some questions at the ready, but I also, for the first time this season, I think, with the possible exception of the very, very first show, well, Demix returns. Yes, Demix returns, and is providing me with a Magnificent Seven. Yes, etc. I probably haven't got the music around actually, so I won't be able to play it this time around. Yes, Demix is back with Magnificent Seven, and hopefully we're going to have that all the time. Yeah, that was it, basically. To start with, we had a song from Rockapella, who actually the rock a cappella band who did the music to Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. Perhaps I'll use that as one of my crazy opening songs. It is now going to become standard, I think. Yes, we're going to have a crazy one before we even get on to the theme tune. Yay. I think that was a cover of Zombie Jamboree. After that, we had the Halloween version of the Radio Redux theme. Yes, I can only dig it out once a year, so I thought I'd make use of it now. After that, we had from Sonic 3D, Flicky's Island. The Island of Flicky's. There are lots of blastings to be had. And that was the final boss theme where you fight Dr. Eggman in various tubes in that isomorphic, random, la-di-da, codswallop thing. Plane of existence. In which case, where you just stay in the corner and hit him once, and if you get hit, you just take the ring, because it just bounces there. So you just go jump, jump, bounce. Hit, get ring back, jump, 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 bounce, hit, da-da-da-da-da. It's, Right, so let's go to the IRC chat room. I must stop calling it the IRC chat room. It's not that, it's Java chat. And, who have we got? Starting from the bottom, we have, Zolif. Vijay, who is eating. Hello, Joe. Hope it's very tasty, whatever it is. Then we have Count Erfart, the Thing from the Black Turbo, the Psy Monster, the Croyder Man. If you say his name 5 times in front of a mirror, you turn into Dreadnax. That's less fun. Fanged T-Bird. Staff of Darkness, Speed Pumpkin, Nux. I should have really thought ones out for these, shouldn't I, beforehand? Oh, I don't know. SMX Sonic the Undead, Squirrelenstein, Shadow Fox the O4 Slayer. The ring-tailed fox blob. Ricky Vabdabness. Logo Cass.
The Crying Man is now known as Dread Duck. Oh, fantastic. Then, who have we got? Kitsun. The artist formerly known as Ian. Guest 66867 and guest 38626. Huh. I wonder if they're related. Huh. Then we have Gerbilsoft. Forever Sonic. Fly Fox Tails Head. Fly Fox. Flint, Fang the Sniper that isn't T-Bird, but that is just Flan. Fang the Sniper. It's not Flan the Sniper, that's a type of dessert. Akrid Man, who was previously the Crader Man, and is, I don't know. Then we got Strongbird Roken Rory. JJ Forever, or possibly not. Flyby. MK, LSNK, Birdie Joshua, and the immortal Chan bot who rules over you all like some kind of Chan bot. Bring me my Chan bot, Mr. Powers. Alright. Hello. Right, so, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about, you know, crazy stuff. Whey! The chair's now poisoned. Oh, I forgot, that's because Fly Fox is Fly Fox the Poisoner. I forgot. I'm sorry your stomach is crawling out of your chest, Timmy. It's because we put acid in all of your food. Don't worry, we put plenty of pepper on, so the overall taste wasn't necessarily spoiled. So yes, talk about your various Halloween-y things that you got up to. Did you make any of the Rally the Cheetah-esque pumpkins at all? Resident SD, Resident Evil SD has just joined the chat. Hello to you. Also hello to Echo Hawk and presumably Blake Draker, who are also listening in. So, the Crider Man points out the Chanbot says hi. Chanbot says hi only to those that he's about to kill. So, we have already got questions in the Java chat. Ones that chatbot has allowed. Spear says, what's your favourite Sonic level in SA1? Actually, that's kind of a difficult question. I've got to think of... SA1. Mm. Well, I would have to say, that's tricky. I'll remind myself of the Sonic Adventure 1 levels now. I quite like Twinkle Park for what it's worth. Although saying that, oddly enough, I quite like the adventure fields. I quite like the Mystic Ruins in when they weren't so ruiny and were slightly more mystic. The Echidnopolis of the past. I thought that was excellent. With the whole Mayan connection, and it was great just walking around with loads of echidnas. It was kind of the response that I had when I sort of found out about the echidnas in Chronicles. Cause it was like, what's going on here? This is quite good. Echidnas everywhere. This is fantastic. If you hear any explosions in the background, I'm actually under attack. Seems that some people are celebrating the fact that it is the weekend, or maybe they're celebrating the fact that Timo Glock is the most fantastic person in the face of existence, having mastered the ability of not being able to drive a car after 70-odd laps. And everyone go out and buy Toyotas. That's my message of the day.
But I'd probably say that as the answer to your question, Spinax. Spinax also asked, do you prefer using Sonic or Metal Sonic? It depends whether or not I want to save the world or destroy it. You don't really play as Metal Sonic that much, though, do you? Really? I mean, when have you ever really played as Metal Sonic in a game? Just thinking back here, obviously you got Adventure 2 Battle, and you've also got, of course, Sonic Rivals and Sonic Rivals 2. I don't think of any other time when you play as Metal Sonic. Huh. But if you were input the relative codings, you'd be able to play as him in Fighters. Huh. You'd be able to play as Eggman in more games than you'd be able to play as Metal Sonic. Something to discuss, perhaps. Thank you for those questions, Spinax. Earthheart had a question. Earthheart had a fantastic question. And his question is that he'll be giving me questions later. I know what he did for Halloween. Yes, I know. He went to a very peaceful American town and slaughtered all of the children there that were sleeping. He's managed to get away with it so far. Luckily, they don't have his rusty claw prints on file at the police station. They don't have his rusty hook specific reference on file, so he's okay. Plus, he's got diplomatic immunity, of course, because Earthheart is in fact king of the world. Doesn't like to let it be known, you know. It's he plays it down quite a lot. Yeah. Yeah, doesn't like all the paperwork, you know. Otherwise, if you know you're king of the world, then people know you're king of the world, and people start asking you questions, they start pestering you, they want favours, they want money, they want people taken care of, they want people not taken care of, they want accidents, they want fates, they want numbers for the lottery. You know, it's all those kind of things. And, Earthheart doesn't quite like that. It's just one of those things, really. It's, But hey, let's have some more music. In fact, what we're going to do is, shall we get the obvious one out the way, kids? So coming up next, we're going to have a bit of a longish, well, not longish music break, but we're going to have the two obvious ones, in terms of Sonic music, which is A Ghost Pumpkin Soup from Pumpkin Hill, and from episode 19 of Sonic X, The Ghost's Tango. In fact, we'll have The Ghost Tango first, and then we'll jump back into A Ghost Pumpkin Soup. And in fact, after that, we're going to have something else, because why the heck not? We're going to have Spooky Scary Skeletons by Andy Gold, as I recall. So we're going to have those three. And you might be familiar with Spooky Scary Skeletons, the Flash animation, but that's a remix. This is the actual music. We'll have the remix music later as well, because I think it's fantastic. But we'll have that. Please get your questions in. I'll be checking stuff out in the break, and also grabbing some more music from the PC, if I can coax some life out of it. Work, damn you! Here's Sonic X.
your dark theory. Our ghost tried to approach me and got leery. Asked him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkin in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist, metal crackle. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched and I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Now I'm pumpkin hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost try to approach me, he got there.
Those were the songs I told you before. It was Ghost Pumpkin. Sorry, not Ghost Pumpkin. It's Ghost Tango from Sonic X. The Ghost Pumpkin Soup for Pumpkin Hill from Sonic Adventure 2. And the Spooky Scary Skeletons came in number 3. You've got your questions into me, as far as I can see. So let's get on with them. Question number 1. Question number 1 comes from Speedux. Says, if you had to procreate with a female Sonic character, who would it be? They're fictional, so I wouldn't procreate with any of them. And lo, onto the chat room did descend chaos. Not chaos, I just told you it's fiction. Vijay, who's still poisoned, which is rather unfortunate, says, if you could choose any Sonic character, which one would you want to dress up as for Halloween? That's a good question, actually. I'd probably dress up as Shadow, because I don't have a gun. And I'd be able to demand more trick-or-treat candy, because it'd be just like, I am the ultimate life form. Give me candy. I want candy. I want candy. Maria. Candy Maria. Mm. Brains. And, yes, I'll probably just have a Shadow, because I'll probably get more, and probably get more candy for that, and get more sweets and chocolate. More sweets and chocolate. And I'll be more pimping, because I'll have my chest fluff, and my bitch rings on my wrist. I'll be able to hover in midair because of the shoes, you know. Thank you for that question, Andrew. Erfart gives me news. News I'm not officially, not particularly happy about. And I will look into this in a second. And if he is right, there's going to be some trouble. So let's hope he is not. Echo Hawk says I'm a liar, and it would be Tikal. No, I wouldn't dress up as Tikal. Echo, what are you talking about? Bum 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 bum. Yes, I'm gonna have to look into this, aren't I? Yes, I think I might have to destroy somebody. That's rather unfortunate. Echo Hawk points out something else, and unfortunately, Echo, you are greater than Tikal. I'm now checking out various things. What the hell is going on here? Okay. Yes. Hmm. Excellent. So pleased about that. I've lost the chat. Where's the chat gone? Right. Spinax says, if you could choose one Sonic game to delete from all existence, what would it be? Keep in mind changes to the series, etc. It would also disappear a la the butterfly effect. That's a good question. We could choose Sonic 06 on the basis that Sonic 06 never actually happened. But that would erase all the fantastic music, you see. And then, Bentley Jones wouldn't appear at Summer of Sonic, and all the fangirls and fanboys will be upset. And Akon won't have as much money. You know, Akon, you know, all those pimping hoes don't pay themselves, you know. Technically, we could erase Sonic Labyrinth. I don't think Sonic Labyrinth disappearing would have any real any issue at all with the fan base, I think. I'm all up for erasing Sonic 1. because then you won't whinge and compare everything to Sonic 1. No. So you could erase Sonic Labyrinth. You could also erase Sonic the Hedgehog or Genesis, as in Sonic Genesis on the GBA. You could erase that. I don't think anyone would really have any problem with it. What else could you erase? You could erase Donkey Kong. Admittedly, that's nothing to do with the Sonic series, but if you erase Donkey Kong, then Mario wouldn't appear, so it'd be everything would be much, much better, and I would be this incredibly powerful personage within Sega, as opposed to the piddly little squirt as I am at the moment. The music search has found my music that I was looking for, which was music from Devil May Cry, which we'll have later. There was also another one I was going to look for, wasn't it? Which I thought was Grieg, but it's not. It's rather unfortunate. Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Curses! There we go. Search, damn you. Right. Vigil Poisoned makes the point, says Sonic Schoolhouse. Yes, but if you take away Sonic Schoolhouse, then a variety of children around the world won't know their ABCs. And, you know, we're trying to educate children. If we took away Sonic Schoolhouse, we wouldn't have Tails and the Music Maker, and we wouldn't have... We wouldn't have this game in my hand at the moment. You wouldn't have the Leapfrog game on the Leapster, the Sonic X one. That would be a tragedy. And you wouldn't have the other one on that sort of up-to-date Leapster, Pico, la-di-da one, name always escapes me. You wouldn't have that either. And, you know, Vijay, will you please think of the children? Your selfishness again destroys the lives of young children, Vijay. It's terrible. I personally blame that Tails costume. Spin, that's his question we just had. SMX Sonic says, what would you recommend for a PSP? A trade-in. Do we have anything interesting in the chat room? Because I haven't really had a chance to check for a second. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Rory should probably check out the thread in the SSMB section, I would imagine, to answer his question. Anybody else have any questions? Speednux hits us with, what's the worst designed Shadow the Hedgehog level, in my opinion? Ooh, that's a tricky one. God, there is one I can't remember it now. I can't remember it for the life of me. Right, Shadow. Yeah, I don't like Circus Park. That's what I don't like. I don't like Circus Park. It's all like shoehorned in there. For no other reason than it's with. part of the slick little standard set, yes, we have to have one that's a casino-y, party-y one with craziness. I don't like casino. Sorry, I don't like Circus Park. Ooh, private messages. Yes. Resident SD says, very well suited in the PSP, especially have one of the newer ones that you can't downgrade. This is this fantastic thing by Sony, which is to upgrade the PSP, but make it worse. Which seems to be something that they keep doing, I think. One of these weird decisions they make, where it's like, oh, we've got the PS2, let's upgrade it to the PS3 and make it, you know, hideously expensive. This time, if you don't know the situation, they upgraded everything. Was this version 3 or something of the PSP? I forget which I've got. This was PSP in like probably 2. blah blah, where blah is an integer between 0 and 9. And basically, it's got... when you play games, the screen you get gets all liney and weird graphicalness. Earthheart says, Earthheart says, recommend Crush, you bastard. Yes, if you do actually have a PSP, and you're not in the mood for a Sonic game, by all means go out and try and find Crush, which is like one of the best games. It's one of these hidden, it's quite like the old classic Sega ones. It's one of these games that's very critically acclaimed, and then nobody goes and buys the bastards. I mean, you can say this with, quite a few of the Sega games, unfortunately, in that, yes, they're wondrous, they're fantastic, you know, why don't you bring them back? Well, we don't bring them back because no, they didn't make fucking money. I mean, it's not like, a good instance of that. I mean, I don't think Knights exactly made any money. Knights Journey, as much as I really, really wanted it to, Knights didn't, you know, set the world alight. And, you know, the same thing. It's like, Shenmue 3! Well, go back in time in your DeLorean, back to when it was released, and make Shenmue 1 and 2 make some money. You know, then it might, you know, appear. Simple as that. So, we have, oh, I'm so happy because I found the last track that I wanted. Now I can go copy paste and then yoink, out you come. And that's the music for the rest of the show sorted. Alright. Time to have a little break and have some more music, actually, funny enough. We've had that. We're going to have some random spooky music that. Hopefully Blake Draco is going to message me with what it actually is, because I don't know. But we're going to have sort of the Harry Potter theme, because that's, you know, Halloween-y, spooky enough, I suppose. But I might cut it short. And then we're going to have this random track. And then at the end of it all, we're going to have the Red Mongoose Shock Your Soul remix of Spooky Scary Skeletons. In fact, we'll have that first. We'll have that, then Harry Potter. And then this random thing. It's just coming up on my thing. It's New Artist 118, track 02. So tell me what that is, Blake, and I'll tell everyone else. Right, so we'll have that and that. Please get your questions in. Someone's just fallen down. It's the mouse. Come here, little mouse. You can't get away. What's going on? No, shut up, Botnik. I don't know why you're playing all of a sudden. Ugh, my poor PC's become possessed. My lappy's become possessed. This is terrible. Anyway, here's those tracks I mentioned.
Skeletons.
and back. Hi, everyone. Those were the tracks that... whatever. Sorry, I'm being distracted by a private message. Overall's dropped out of the conversation, owing to the fact that his net's just cut off randomly. But yes, if you have PSP, buy Crush. Spinux asks, what is my favourite Sonic Adventure 2 Shadow level? I'm going to say that's White Jungle. Although it also quite like Rail Canyon for what it is, and of course Radical Highway is also, you know, quite cool, but incredibly annoying to get A rank on. Thank you for your question, Spinux. I'm now going to go over out of the chat room. Well, everything's going on that is not interesting at all. Talking about how Formula One's, you know, this, that, and the other, everything's useless because it all uses energy, and whether or not people should be banned, or unbanned, or perm-banned, or sort-banned, or elastic-banned, one of them. Demix says that he has no clue. Blake says he has no clue what the third one was. That was the track you sent me, you idiot. Blake, seriously, man. That was the track you sent me. So, if you don't know what it is, Blake Draco, Epic Failure, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, right, so we're going to go into the amazingness of Eon to find out all the mountains of questions that they probably haven't sent in. Although saying that, Umiuri's giving me some questions, fantastic, okay. So we've got about four or five sets of questions to go through, so, okay. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum. Blake Draco says, what's the most eerie thing to happen to you on Halloween? The power going out, I suppose. The power going out and then there not being any candles or any matches. When there had been some there earlier. Most definitely, there had been some earlier. But also, what would happen if Silver was fired at a Were-Sonic? Well, presumably, Were-Sonic is fast enough to get out of the way. And of course, Silver is not actually made out of silver; it is just his name. And not only that, he'd have to be sort of fashioned into some sort of bullet. Because Silver himself is not very aerodynamic. That plus, of course, Silver, you know, he'd probably stop himself with his power, so he'd have to be sort of knocked out and then sort of repackaged, possibly using some sort of pulping device in order to scrunch up all the bones and gristle into a fine meaty paste, which could then be sort of formulated into a bullet shape, and a casing put around it, plus some sort of firing mechanism, some small amount of black powder in the bottom, which when ignited will force the entirety of this silver projectile out of whatever kind of instrument we are using in order to fire the said silver at said Were-Sonic. Unfortunately, by this time, Were-Sonic's finished the game. But, you know, one of those things. T.A. Black says, Mr. Black, T.A. Black says, would there have been a chance Sonic could have come, Count Draculhog, excuse me, Count Draculhog, if the Were-Hog, Wolf Design didn't take. I don't see why. You know, it's something. Yeah, maybe somewhere down the line, if we're doing the story, if they're doing the storybook ones, maybe there could be Sonic versus Dracula. I don't see why not. Sonic and the Wings of Evil or something like that. Two, is there a risk of the whole of Sega getting together and reenacting the Thriller dance? There is no risk whatsoever. Everyone's far too busy with meetings and that to be able to do it. Jay Black says, which is better, Mars bars or Twix fingers? I think both are made by Mars, so Mars wins either way. But Mars bars are. Question 4 says, will there ever be a chance of you and Hawk dressing up as Phoenix Wright and Maya Faye for Halloween, or any other Ace Attorney characters for that matter? Objection! I object to that question. And I'll defend it in the court of law. No. No chance whatsoever. Teo Black asks, trick or treat, and I ask him, what's the difference? He also adds in his signature, the meaning of life, according to Big the Cat.
My nose itches.
Joe Forever, who is listening in, hello, says, are you going to watch Quantum of Solace? Why do I get these questions every week? Now going to be, are you going to watch Quantum of Solace? Maybe. Probably not. I haven't watched Casino Royale, so I don't really see the point. And the question is, the Redux J-Pop Selector going to return? Probably not. Or if it does, it's going to be, you know, in passing. Echo Hawk asks for somebody slash band that I've got no idea what she's talking about, unfortunately. Blake Draco says, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was. I didn't get it from anywhere else, Blake. I got it from you. That was what you sent me, mate. Sorry. Joiner of Sonic Fan says, if Silver were in Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, could anyone beat him in table tennis, particularly of the dream variety? Well, the way I would see it was, it would be kind of like the Force characters in Soul Calibur 4, in that he would have, you know, limited ability. Also, you've got to remember that in the Olympics universe, it's like people that are out of the Sonic universe and they're out of the Mario universe, and they're together sort of in our universe. So their respective powers are kind of greatly reduced than what they would be if they're in their home universes. With Silver, so as I said, it would be a bit like those Force characters, that they would have a sort of an additional bar. Or that would be specifically his like super special move. You know, literally be able to grab the ping pong ball, in midair, and then spin it around and back down the table, a big bounce, quite high, and quite fast, and you'd have to avoid it somehow. Boshi says that Silver was in Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, and so was Jet the Hawk, according to Umiyuri, but those are just sort of like model data. Question, if a sponge was a sieve, then he says, actually I can't stand on its own. What if a sponge were a sieve? then presumably washing yourself in the bath or shower would be rather painful, because you'd be scouring the skin off your back with a metal grid type thing. And that's the end of the question in the Eon Fred. So, Vegetable Electroco, could you please erase them all? Echo Hawk requests Rob/WhiteZombie. And then Bangs held on the desk, because I didn't know. The answer for Living Dead Girl. I can guarantee you, Echo, I do not possess that song, and I would have to fiddle around with the PC again in order to extract it off it if I did. So, no. Unfortunately, we're not going to have that. I do have a lot of special end song lined up. We're going to have that in a second. Well, not in a second. We've got a while to go yet, actually, because I'm going to continue on doing things for as long as I get a chance to, you know, do them. So, let's have some more music. We've had all those. Just going to look in my documents. Where are we? Let's see, files. Because there's a couple of things in there. Boop, 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 boop. I thought there's only one. Okay. Jump in. Okay. Let's see if we can get some of the music off of this. Whoops. Get some of the music off of this thing. Okay. We're going to have Half-Life 2. Then we're going to have some classical. And then we're going to have a Forever Sonic request. So, from the top, we're going to have Requiem from Ravenholm from Half-Life 2 by Kelly Bailey. Then we're going to have some, but not necessarily all, of O Fortuna, part of Carmina Burana by Carl Orff. And then we're going to have Bobby speaking in the Crypt Kickers with the Monster Mash. So those are all coming up for you. Please get some more questions in, and we've got the Radio Redux emails questions coming up. Any more questions from the Java chat, the Chan bot allows, and of course we've got the Magnificent Seven to round things up. So let's get on with the music. You're listening to Radio Redux, which is still live and still Reduxing.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, wow, wow, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes, wow, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Rack's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard sing.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
Monster Mash Boy. Mash Boy. Monster Mash Boy. Monster Mash Boy. Monster Mash Boy. Monster Mash Boy.
We rock. We rock. Radio Redux.
Message to Vijur and Earthheart. I do not have the time warp. I'm not going to play it.
And we're back. We had a bit of extended run there. After the jingle, we had Devil Sunday theme Sparda from
Devil May Cry.
And then we had the opening, which is just labelled down here as EVO1, and both are by Masami Ueda. So, I'm going to go through quickly the questions in the email, and I'm going to give you some more music, because it's one of those days which just says music, music, and more music. We've got 7 questions coming up, actually, from SMX. What is Night of the Werehog? Night of the Werehog is it's an animated short that is made in conjunction with Sonic Unleashed. It takes place, or technically takes place, within the plot of Sonic Unleashed, where Sonic and his friend slash associate Chip basically seek shelter from a very nasty storm in what is essentially a very haunted house. And while Sonic's okay, it appears Chip soon falls foul of at least 2 ghosts who are up to no good, and they proceed to scare the bejesus out of Chip, and for some reason they also have cameras as well. I bet there's some specific reason behind that. It all ends up with Sonic turning into a werehog and doing battle with this sort of big ox-like ghost, which people have quite rightly said there's a distinct, almost like Looney Tunes knack about it, which I kind of agree on, actually. But yeah, the general, it's just like, it's an animated short, it's not a full movie, so you're expecting like 10-15 minutes for this thing, but hey, it's going to be free, as far as I'm aware, and you know, just something extra for you. Simple as that. Question 2 from SMX says, if you could possess anyone, who would it be? If I could possess anyone, I would possess Echo. I won't go into why. Question 3 is, why do I fail? SMX, why does SMX fail? Well, why don't you fail, SMX? Question 4 says, are you up for doing another Room 101? Yeah, but it'd have to be somebody really good on to do the Room 101. Question 5, who is the man behind the curtain? He's creeping me out. He's your Uncle Derek. And I suspect that he's up to no good. Question 6, SMX asks, how is DC? DC is great. He was at Video Games Live, and I'm certain that at least Earthart saw him, but unfortunately he missed out. He disappeared off somewhere or the other, and he missed meeting up with T-Bird and all the others, unfortunately. And then, of course, he didn't turn up for the show. Get this out of the way. Question 7 is, like, what do you do for Halloween besides not sleep? Not much. I think I played Castle Crashers with Earthheart. Is what I did. Thank you for your question, SMX. We have another question from Katie Fox. Dear AUK, you may or may not remember me from SOS 2008 in the summer. There were so many people around, I never really got a chance to actually meet anyone, which is one of the things that annoyed me about SOS, actually, because I was so busy. I didn't actually get a chance to actually meet anyone. People came up to me and sort of went, and I was like, you don't know who you are. Name, please. Like, no, I know you know who I am. Who are you? No, seriously, tell me who you are. And it was like, oh, no, I've got dragged away from somewhere else. I have a question. I love seeing different songs unknown songs, rock, classic, and most Sonic songs, and I was hoping to enter the Rex Factor contest for this year. But how do I send the song? I sung to the contest, and will it still count? I tried to send my emails to this, but I don't get a reply back. I know you guys are very busy because of work and such, sadly. For me, I don't get time to hear all this info because of the college rules. So I hope it all goes well and hopefully hear from you soon. Yeah, send all entries to the Radio Redux email. I should actually add that on there. Cause I'm not sure it's actually, I don't think it is actually on there, that you're supposed to send them to the Radio Redux thing. I will try and send Katie a reply as quick as I can, I think. That rules out that. People are listening to the show, which is good, because they were commenting on the Sparda and Headcrabs and things. In fact, it's all turned into a big, massive Half-Life fest at the moment. Spinux says, how much do you hate Sonic Blast for the Game Gear? Not as much as Sonic Blast for the Game Gear hates me. It's never liked me. Personally, I think it's, it's not called for. Erhard adds, what is your favourite kind of pie? He says, eating a steak and mushroom pie. My favourite kind of pie would be apple pie. Sweet apple pie, or perhaps badass apple pie. Echo Hawk says, I'm lame for not having that song. Well, you're lame for not providing it for me. Right. Time for more music, because there's just more music to get through. Well, the good news is for Blake Draco is I found his song. I looked it up myself and downloaded it, so he'll be very happy with that. So this is going to be Frank Klepacki with Transylvania. I've not heard it, so I've got no idea what this is going to be like. After that, we're going to have From the Mind of Danny Elfman, the main music for the film Beetlejuice. And then after that, what we're going to have after that? That can go away. We have more classical, with the theme of Alton Towers. No, not really. It's Horn of the Mounted King by Edward Grieg. So, those are coming up for you. That's going to be 7 minutes 37 seconds of riotous fun. In that you don't have to listen to me. So, those are coming up now. Ta-da! Hey, and that was Fall of the Mountain King. Alright, we're coming to the final stretch now. Everyone's talking about Half-Life 2 and all sorts. And what's the worst game? So apparently everyone's about, you know, 20 minutes behind me. Okay. Get rid of that song, get rid of that song, get rid of this, and this. And especially this. Not necessarily this. Huh. Yeah, so we've got just one final thing to do. And that is, assuming I haven't got any more songs, sorry, not any more songs, any more questions in the normal chat space, which I don't, that means it's time for the Magnificent Seven! Yes, indeed, Magnificent Seven. For those who don't recall Magnificent Seven or Radio Redux, Demex of Sonic Style very often used to, at least, send me seven questions of varying degrees of bizarreness, and I would answer them, because I'm that kind of guy, you know. So that's that. And, yes, unsurprisingly, I have another set of seven. I specifically asked him because he's informed me that something else that appeared on Radio Redux as a broadcast medium was the Sonic Billboards, which is posed as a similar job to the Sonic Top 10 Countdown, whatever it is. It's very much tied in with the files on Sonic Style, and it's delivered by Demex in his amazing smoked 30 Marlboro a day deep American voice, which is awesome. And I look forward to that coming back, actually. It's kind of cool. I don't think I'll do my section on that anymore like I used to do. But hey. So, what are the questions? Let us look at the questions. Okay. Question what we points out about the problem I've got. I need to sort out the stat pod, don't I? Question one of the Magnificent Seven. If you were locked in a room full of repetitive and screaming children, what would you do? It says bracket reference episode 306, Sweet Echo Hawk's Badass Apple Pie. If I was locked in a room full of repetitive and screaming children, I would attempt to, well, I would go out the window. Simple, pimple, lemon, squimple. Question two. If the undead are no longer living now, how is it possible to kill a zombie or a vampire? You make them super undead. That's what happens. Vampires aren't technically the undead, I suppose they are. The vampire is sort of a demon in a very specific form. Question three. Is it true that people who see the phantom black dog of Leeds Castle in Kent will have bad luck? Bija, do you want to answer that question on my behalf? If you want to PM me in the chat room, and I will answer that question. But Bija is the only person that can answer that, because Violet is not here. Where is my Violet? Why doesn't my Violet listen to my show? Everyone's discussing where Hall the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg has been heard before, and Forever Sonic points out possibly the Alton Towers adverts, like someone else mentioned. Wonder who that was. Vijay says not a clue, so I'm going to say yes. The question four is, are UFOs real? Well, in the sense that unidentified flying objects are real, in the sense that any flying object that can't be identified is therefore an unidentified flying object, then yes, they are. See? It's all very nice and logical. Question five, if ghosts are able to go through walls and glide downstairs, why don't they fall through the floor? Well, it's all... But, yes, well, technically they sort of leapt off. They've leapt off the top stair. And it's... Due to their sort of ghostly state, the force of gravity does not have an equal effect. It's the equivalent of jumping on the moon. So when they're actually floating downstairs, they've just jumped off the top step, and they're just falling in a sort of diagonal line down the stairs. They don't have to sort of flap themselves in order to produce some kind of backwards thrust in order to slow their momentum. In order to stop themselves falling through the floor. Question 6 of the Magnificent Seven says, legend has it, if you ever caught sight of your doppelganger, you only have a few weeks to live. If you and your doppelganger caught sight of each other, what would you do? We'd go on holiday for a few weeks, because we only have a few weeks to live. We'd make a big party out of it. Question 7. If Tails is afraid of thunder, Knuckles is afraid of ghosts, and Kokomo is located somewhere in Indiana, what is SBO afraid of? SBO is afraid of pirates. For very, very, very good reasons. And that is the end of the Magnificent Seven. Video adds on to that, but I guess yes. So, yes. That is the end of the Magnificent Seven, and it is more or less the end of the show. We've been going on for a while on this show. 1:40, excellent. So, 41, sorry, just ticked over. So, best thing to do is to leave you with a sort of musical double. I'm not going to play Thriller, because everyone always plays Thriller on these bloody things. And instead, we're going to end on something else. And that is, if you remember, I played Beetlejuice about the main theme of Beetlejuice not that long ago. In fact, not long ago at all. I'm going back there. If you've ever seen the film Beetlejuice, you'll know that in the end, there is a very, very specific song that is played during the end of credits final scene. And I'm going to play that now, because it would be a fantastic way to end the show. That's my feeling, anyway. So actually, we're going to have Harry Belafonte's Jump in Line, Shake, Shake, Senora. That's coming up next, and then it'll be the end of the show. Okay. Just checking there's nothing else going on in the chat room. No, the chat room's died. It has officially died. SOTI has left and then joined, and then everyone's just decided to just die. Which makes sense, bearing in mind this is a Halloween show. Come back next week, and I'll be here with a raft of people listening in who are, zombies. And there's probably much to speak on next week. This, that, t'other. So, I've been Archangel GK, this has been Radio X Live, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell your friends I adore her.
And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yes. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.